What's up? I'm Tyler. You're listening to the AFM 91.5 WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Unfortunately, Mac is not here with us today. They are shadowing at I think MGH or something, Boston Children's. So they are making money moves. They are preparing for their career, doing stuff that is way more important than our humble radio show. Going to be a little more music today then. So that's exciting. Taylor Swift came out with Red, Taylor's version. We have 10 minute All Too Well. If I panic, I guess I can just play that and kill, you know, a sixth of the show. But I'm excited. It's been a while since I was in here alone. Just gonna go for it. See what I'm feeling. It'll probably be actually a lot of music that I played on last semester's AFM. You know, recycle some stuff. But we'll see. First, I'll start with How to Socialize and Make Friends by Camp Cope. I've been listening to Camp Cope recently. It's very, like, normal indie rock, which I enjoy. Here it is. Just heard my little notification sound come through the radio. That's always fun. Can I be honest with you guys? I don't know how the new Mac Do Not Disturb feature works. thought I had shut down all of my notifications, but apparently not. I'll work on that. Big news for me. I don't know if it's big news for, like, everyone, but I'm really excited. It should be big news for everybody. Tidal has added a free tier. So you can make a Tidal account for free now, which means that I can guiltlessly send people links to my playlist. And they can just, like, save it. I mean, you know, there'll be ads, and they'll still have to move it over to Spotify, but... This is big. I'm hoping to reel people in. Tidal has also said they're going to do, like, an activity monitor. Like, I forget what they call it, but, like, they're going to... I think that they're making moves to, like, do a Spotify Wrapped knockoff this year. Because they said that they're soon going to introduce activity tracking. I assume they're going to introduce that feature around when Spotify Wrapped season is. But I guess we'll see. Also, is that better? I realize my mic is quiet. Yes, that's exciting. They're doing like an artist fan driven. I forget what they call it. I'm really bad with the streaming music industry lingo, but they're doing like a new thing to where if you're on their most expensive plan, you like they don't pool the royalties with all Tidal listeners. It's like, at least for part of the money that you pay, your actual artists that you listen to get your payment, like get your money, which is very cool. I don't know how much it's actually going to make a difference unless, like, I don't know. I take that back. I think it will make a difference in that the kind of people who are, like, super deep into listening to, like, extremely niche indie artists, there's probably a correlation there where they're also more likely to be buying this, like, highest plan where a portion of their fee goes straight to the artist. So that's cool. Anyways, Tidal news. Course registration for seniors was today. And if you're an engineer, just don't talk to me for a little while. Like, seriously, don't. I have been pressuring my advisor to offer a class that he used to offer back in my freshman year. Since my freshman year, like for 3 years, I've been like, are you gonna offer this class again? Please offer this class again. And he is. And I am not even on the wait list because it filled up with engineers so fast. So clearly there was demand for the course, and I'm so happy for my advisor. And also, some emails will be sent. Emails are going to be sent. And read and replied to, and I'm determined to get in this class. So it is just ridiculous. I personally think that, like, I get that engineers need to be in really specific classes, but I personally just really don't want to register after freshmen. I don't care what school they're in. I don't care if they're engineers. Anyways, it's fine. Let's listen to Waxahachie.
Turns to about it now.
All right, so we had, I don't remember the songs we had. Let's see, we had Can't Do Much by Waxahachie. We had Teenage Talk by St. Vincent. Tried to Tell You by The Weather Station. All of those three are from a playlist I made for my pretty girlfriend, about whom I talk all the time, because she's great. And then Running If You Call My Name by Haim. Mostly not new stuff. Tried to Tell You by The Weather Station is from this early this year. I have played it on the AFM before, but it was months ago. Yeah, good stuff. I'm more just in a mood. I'm in a very subdued mood today. But I think that makes for good afternoon radio. What doesn't make for good afternoon radio is the PSA I'm about to read. There's my segue. If you're 50 or over, this message is for you. I don't know if you can tell by my tone, but it's written in all caps. I like reading the all caps as if it, like sounds all caps. If you're 50 or over, this message is for you. Over time, if undetected, colorectal cancer becomes a killer. But screening tests can find it early when treatment is most effective. Even better, this is one cancer you can prevent. Screening finds precancerous polyps that can be removed before they turn into colorectal cancer. So stop this disease. Get screened for colorectal cancer. Medicare and most insurance plans help pay for colorectal cancer screening. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. There you have it. Get your colonoscopies. That's what they're talking about, right? The screenings. That's a colonoscopy. Get those. I'm under 50, so I don't have to, but I don't know. I'm sure a lot of people listening are also under 50. I have a lot of listeners today. I wish Mac were here to share this with me. But I also can't wait to brag to them about how much more popular I am on my own. Anyways, let me find more music before I scare you guys off. My music taste has been pretty narrow lately. I'm trying to not just like keep doing the same like indie pop thing every week. I'm trying to mix it up a little bit. But what that usually means is just going further backwards in my music taste, like older stuff. Let me do, also, I think somebody hacked my title, because my recently played is just chock full of a bunch of like Chinese language music. I'm down to share, but if the music cuts out suddenly, it's because my, whoever shares my account with me now is using it, or something. So just a heads up. I also don't know how to clear out, like, I'm not gonna go back and listen. It's, like, really cluttering the app. But oh well. Oh well. Let's listen to some Taylor Swift. We've got... all of her songs are so long that it feels really, like, sensitive choosing one. But The Lucky One, we'll do that. Everybody loves that song. Here you go.
was a few years later, I showed up here, and they still tell the legend of how you disappeared, how you took the money and your dignity and got the hell out. They say you bought a bunch of land somewhere, chose the Rose Garden over Madison Square, and it took some time, but I understand.
I didn't pick out a song. I want to listen to Sun June, but I'm indecisive. I usually go to, my go-to is Bad With Time, so I'm going to mix it up and play everything I had. Sun June is great. This album came out 2021 also. It's incredible. On my 21st birthday, my pretty girlfriend and I went to a park and just like sat at night and looked at the Hudson because we were in New York. Just listened to this whole album together, and it was so sweet. It's so sweet. I also listened to this album a lot while sitting on my porch and thinking about Pretty Girl. So, very sentimental for me. And it's a great album. It's perfect for thinking about somebody you have a little crush on. So, I think so. If you disagree, please do not call in. I cannot handle criticism or disagreement. Anyways. Here it is.
Got an apartment, three doors down. to serenade, letting everybody low with a love song that he made. Finds a streetlight, sips out of the shade, says something like, "You and me, babe, how about it?" Juliet says, "Hey, it's Romeo. You nearly gave me a heart attack." He's underneath the window, she's singing, "Hey, love, my boyfriend's back." You shouldn't come around here singing up at people like that. Anyway, what you gonna do about it? Juliet, the dice was loaded from the start, and I bet. And you exploded into my heart. I forget the movie song.
Risen. waters to swim in, a river that could not be passed over.
You can't find it sitting on a shelf in a store. If you try to hide it, it's gonna shine even more. Even if you lose it, it will find you. There's no way to stop it, but they'll try.
A few more. The show is now nearing its end. I hope people have a good weekend. I know it's a big midterms week for some people. For me, I'm okay. Less so, but also I have to do stuff before Thanksgiving break, which feels so wrong. Apparently, like, every single club on campus is doing something or other tomorrow night. Like, everyone. Like, there's bondings and performances for like all the performance groups, which is surprising to me because I feel like when I plan stuff, I assume that there's going to be a solid number of people leaving, you know, like tonight, because I have no Friday class and are going all the way home for Thanksgiving. But I guess not. I guess none of the people in those clubs have left tonight or are leaving tonight. So whatever works, I will go to something. I don't know. I'm trying to remember. There's like a TFL. No, there's not a TFL show. There's a Major Undecided show. I have a few friends in Major Undecided. That's going to be a fun one. And then Saturday, Comp Sci Formal. Vagabond is also performing in Boston on Saturday, but in an effort to be a little more budget friendly, I'm gonna not buy more concert tickets right this second. Please clap. Please applaud. Yeah, I'm feeling very ambivalent about this weather. I put on sweatpants today, assuming it would be cold, and then it was just so balmy when I left my house, which is like, it's cool, it's really pleasant out, but I don't, it's uncanny. This is just like the winter right before COVID, where they're like non-existent. When I first moved to Boston, we had such a cold winter. I feel like I got like hazed by Boston, and now that's just not, I haven't had a winter in Boston since then that's been like that. And I wanted real winter. I think it should have snowed by now. Last year, I did like how snowy it was. Like COVID year. I wasn't here in the fall, but I was here in the spring. And there was snow on the ground all the time. It was fantastic. But not so much this year. I need it to get cold. I need to get cold. It makes me like all worried about climate change. It's stressful. Especially because before I moved here, like, the only thing anybody in Texas has to say about Boston is that it's cold. And that seems to be, like, no longer the case. A little bit. A little stressful. A little stressful. I just, opened my little, like, new releases menu. And there's actually some really good stuff. So I'm going to have a good music weekend, which is exciting. Courtney Barnett has an album that came out a week ago, so I'm just late to the game. Speedy Ortiz released like an anniversary, 10th anniversary thing, I believe. That, and then Land of Talk apparently has a new album. No, a new EP as of a week ago. So that's exciting. Good stuff happening. I guess people got a little overshadowed by Taylor Swift. I think a lot of really good albums actually came out a week ago that got a little overshadowed by Taylor Swift, but you know, what can you expect? Yeah, a week ago, Speedy Ortiz's like anniversary thing. Like I think it's the 10th anniversary of their first album or something came out. They're incredible. We'll be listening. I don't know. I need to investigate. I need to see. I used to really keep up with new music. Less so this semester. I want to get back on it because it is, it's always fun, always rewarding. Music news. Young Dolph, who I had not heard of before, was shot, which is terrible. My condolences. So that's been my whole like music Twitter feed has been understandably Young Dolph related. Yeah. I don't know, there's stuff happening in music. I just don't know what it is. I'm scrolling through music I liked a few months ago. And I'm like, I've played all this on the AFM because I liked it when I had the AFM going on. Or it's explicit. Just thinking of playing Sober by Adult Mom, but it is one of the few explicit songs on that album. Let's do I'll close out the show with Berlin by Adult Mom, and then it'll be my time to blast out of here. So thank you for listening to another week of AFM. Next week, Mac and I will both be gone because that is Thanksgiving Day. We're not doing that. But 2 weeks from now, we will both be back here, excited to waste an hour of y'all's time again, as usual. You're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm Tyler. This is the AFM. Have a great weekend. Happy Thanksgiving. Stay sexy.
You flee when it's hard. Parked in the dark, hearing raindrop on the roof.